With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, the aforementioned former Terps running back out of Dematha, Anthony McFarland Jr. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
Doing all right. Appreciate your time. And, you know, we talked to you back in August when we were down in College Park having a little fun. And for you, the redshirt sophomore year, you had the high ankle sprain against Temple. Talk about how that affected your season and, you know, how it made performing a little more difficult than obviously it normally would have been.
It was tough. I had an ankle sprain, but week two of Temple, I thought it was just bruise, but, you know, it happened early in the season. That's why it was so tough for me, because it was week two. And basically after that, I got hurt in week two. It just, you know, I wasn't feeling the same. I wasn't able to cut the same. I didn't really feel as explosive as I would usually feel. So, you know, that whole year, just trying to, you know, recover, get myself healthy. And I actually didn't end up getting healthy to the end of the season. I think we played Michigan State, but that was the last game. But I only missed one game last season. You know, I tried to just fight it out and win some football games, you know, for my team. Because at the end of the day, no matter what, I'm a team player. I love to win before, you know, any individual stacks or individual goals for myself. So, you know, at the end of the day, I just tried to just fight it out. You know, we all can go through adversity, and I understand that with the game of football. So I know you're going to go through stuff like this. You know, injury is a part of the game, but I'm glad I'm able to say that I'm healthy 100% and, you know, ready to play football. And, yeah.
How difficult was it or easy was it for you to decide to enter the draft after the last season?
It wasn't easy at all. You know, it's a tough decision. You know, once you just, you know, on the field things and, you know, off the field, it's a tough decision because you're walking into the, coming from college, you're really walking into the real world, not even just about the football side, but you're walking into the real world. So it's a tough decision before you make it. But I just had to, you know, trust my decision in my heart, you know, talk to God at night, and, you know, made the decision with my dad and my family about what I feel like was best for me, and I feel like I was just ready to take my talent to the next level.
Now, Anthony, when you went to the combine, were you satisfied, happy, unhappy? I'm sure you weren't happy with 29 and a half vertical because that doesn't correlate very well with your 40 time.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I feel like I was happy with the combine, just able to be there and get the experience. I felt like my numbers were going to be better, but at the end of the day, I still felt like I did a pretty good job, you know, with field work and you know, running the 40. But deep down inside, I'm not really – numbers don't really matter to me. At the end of the day, whatever numbers I do with, you know, camp drills, speed cone, like that doesn't – define the football player that I am. So I wasn't too down about, you know, me jumping 29 vert. You know, I know at the end of the day, like I said, I'm a better football player than that. So I don't really worry about, you know, numbers, because that doesn't define how good of a football player that you are, you know.
Give me an evaluation of your talents. Tell me what you do well and what you need to improve upon.
I feel like what I do well is just my explosiveness. I feel like I'm a very decisive runner. I try to make one cut and get downhill. I don't like to go down easily. I don't let one man just bring me down. I'm a home run hitter. I feel like that's what I love about my game the most, and maybe to, you know, take you the distance from anywhere on the field. And, of course, always gonna have stuff to work on. I say the stuff that I have to work on all the time is just pass protection and really becoming an every down back. That's what I want to work on. That's what I know I need to work on. So,
all right, let's pretend that you and I are – I'm GM of a team and you're sitting across from me, and I ask you, I said, Anthony, give me your three – I want to sit down and watch film of you and give me three games – that I can watch, that after I watch these, I get who Anthony McFarland is. Give me the three games, and it doesn't matter what years, but just give me three games that I should go look at of Anthony McFarland that tells the story.
I'll say Michigan State, Minnesota of last year, and Ohio State of last year.
And what are the people telling you, like when you were at the combine, when you sat in those meetings and stuff, what were they telling you about what they liked about what you did? I'm sure special teams and stuff came into it.
It was just basically, what they tell everybody else, really just, follow me up on film, see what I really know about football, tell me what they like about my game. Tell me what I need to work on, but also I feel like every meeting that I had, it really went well. I got something good out of it, really. So it was basically just that,
Anthony McFarland Jr. joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, running back, University of Maryland. Going to be drafted at some point over the draft weekend with first round starts 3 weeks from today. What have you been doing since the combine, Anthony, given the unique circumstances and the bad circumstances we're dealing with here, coronavirus?
I've really just been really staying isolated, trying to work out, do stuff on the hills. Some of my former teammates, and my friends, just really trying to find a way to get it in and stay isolated as possible during these crazy times. So,
Anthony, how difficult do you think it'll be for you, say you get drafted by whoever, 3 weeks from today, like Bob said, or tomorrow, whatever it may be, and then, you're not able to report until, let's say, August 1st, no OTAs, no rookie mini camp, no nothing. How much of a culture shock, you probably don't even know the culture shock that it's going to be that first day of practice.
I really want to know because I never really, at the end of the day, I never really been a part of the NFL, so I don't know what that would be like when it comes to a culture shock. But if that does happen, I know, speaking for myself, if you got to report August 1st, I will be training up until August 1st, getting ready to play football. So that's the first thing I would think of if they, put out that we won't be able to report to August 1st and just get to work, go train where I feel comfortable training and, just getting better up until August 1st,
Anthony, how good a hands is the Maryland football program in with Coach Loxley and the staff?
I feel like they're in good hands. A lot of people ask me that, and I say the same thing. I feel like they're in good hands. A lot of good coaches up there. I feel like they got a good coach to do the right things when it comes to college and, when it comes to college recruiting, when it comes to college football. I feel like they're in good hands with Coach Lox. So, I just feel like, they want to step away from being where they want to be.
He's Anthony McFarland Jr., running back, University of Maryland. NFL draft starts 3 weeks from today. Anthony, we appreciate your time. You and the family stay healthy, and we're going to be hearing your name at some point over the weekend of April 23rd through the 25th, and we'll talk to you after you get drafted into the National Football League.
Good luck, Anthony.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.